שוס, הרבן המחשובן, תלמיד למדתי ישיבה. The Mishnah Daf Hei Amud Beis speaks about a vikuach that happened between the tzdukim and the chachomim. The tzdukim were of the opinion that the din of Eid Zoymeh, that we punish him, happens after the person that they plotted about was already killed. And they asked the Chachomim, the Pasuk says, Nefesh tachas novesh, which means a soul in the place of a soul. So it would appear that the first person was already killed. To which the Chachomim answered, at least this is the answer in the Mishnah, but it says in the Pasuk, Kasher zomam lasis la'achiv, v'harei achiv kayum. Like he plotted to do to his brother, and achiv means that he's still kayam. So it can't be that he's dead. So what does nefesh tachas nefesh mean? Answer the chachamim. What it means is just that it has to be yigmar hadin. It has to be that it was paskind that he should be killed. So it's almost like he's dead. He's not dead yet, but he was paskind on him. And that's the chachamim. The way that we're koiveya halacha. Now, it's an interesting thing in the Mishnah. Because the pasuk nefesh tachas nefesh does not exist in the parish of Edom Zoymimim. There's a similar pasuk, nefesh binefesh. But the words nefesh tachas nefesh, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, is in Shmois. In the parasha, when a person is choivel with someone else, or someone is mazik someone, there it uses the lashon of nefesh tachas nefesh. So many of the magiim here say that you have to be magia instead of nefesh tachas nefesh, nefesh binefesh. That's the pasuk by Edom Zoymimim, nefesh binefesh. Perhaps it's not just an accident, because the Malbim explains on the pasuk nefesh binefesh, that there's a reason why by Choyvel it says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, and by Eid Zoymeh it says Nefesh Benefesh. The reason is because the word Tachas means that the original thing is no longer here. That's what the word Tachas means. For example, the Gan Rava brings an example. The Pasuk says, that other mission said, Shei Sli Hashem Ben Achar Tachas Hevel Bini, that Hevel was killed and Shais was his replacement. So when something else is not here anymore, the appropriate word is tachas. So therefore the tzdukim who thought that nefesh b'nefesh is when the original nefesh is not here, they loosely quoted the pasuk nefesh tachas nefesh. That's what they thought the pasuk was saying, that it's not here anymore. But the Chachamim were telling us, no, that's not nefesh b'nefesh, says the Malbim. Nefesh tachas nefesh, tacha means that the first nefesh is no longer here. You killed him. Nefesh b'nefesh is when the first nefesh is still here. Why does it say nefesh b'nefesh? To tell you that it has to be nigzar hadin. In other words, the way we come out is there's a window. There's a window of opportunity, if you want to call it that, to become an Eid Zoymeh. If a person comes in and says Eidos, that someone's Chayiv Misa. If Beis Din has not yet thoroughly gone through their Eidos, and has not yet paskind al pi their Eidos, if they get caught in the beginning of the process, they're Potter. Because they only become Chayiv if Beis Din is paskins Yigzor Hadin al pihem. What happens if Beis Din paskind, and Beis Din actually meted out, They did the Misa. They were Mamis, the person that they were made on. It's done already. It's finished. It's not only Gmardin, but Beis Din actually killed him. Also, you don't get a din of Eid Zoymeh. That's too late. There's too early and there's too late. There's a window. Too early is if Beis Din didn't paskin yet. Too late if Beis Din actually did what you wanted them to do. It wasn't only Zomam Lasois, it was already Asa. The Pasuk says, Vasisim lo kasher Zomam, veloi kasher Asa. That's our window. The Tzdukim said even if it's also you're going to be chayiv, but we don't paskin that way. It's only if it's just a zmama. So you have a window. If the window is from when Beis Din paskins that he's chayiv until when Beis Din actually does the asiyah. That Beis Din actually does, if it's Misa, if it's Malkus, if it's Mama. That's the Allah. Frek the Tumim Akasha. The Tumim is a famous Kasha of the Tumim in Simin Laman Ches. And he's Mayruch on this Kasha. He says, in our Mishnah, we discuss that there's an eight Zaymim when it comes to a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Two Eidim come in, and on someone there's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. And the Mishnah discusses them becoming Eidim Zaymim. Keitzara Eidim Nasim Zaymimim. Now, what's the process? At what moment do they become Eid Zaymim? If they become Eid Zaymim before Beis Din Paskins, are they going to have a Did Eid Zaymim, Beis Din Paskin yet? No, because Beis Din didn't yet Paskin. If Beis Din already Paskins that he's a Cholol, because they said he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, now, once Beis Din Paskins, so he's already been established as a Cholol. That basically is called, it's already Asa. It's finished. There's nothing more for Beis Din to do. So therefore, it's too late. You have no window. There's nothing that has to be done between when Beis Din Paskins to when it actually becomes a Cholol. Beis Din Paskins, you are a Cholol, and it happens. So it's already Asa. If it's already Asa, so then how could you ever have a case of Eid Zoymim and a case of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza? This is the question of the Tumim. So the Tumim suggests the following answer. And he's, or the Achronim speak about, it's not even, this is Ki'ilu already before the question of the Tumim. But what I mean is as follows. Tosis in Baba Kama, on the Afdalat Amid Beis, Tosis there says that the din of Kasher Zaman below Kasher Aser exists by Misa. It doesn't exist when it comes to Mamai. Why would that be? If Beis Din kills someone, so it's done. It's finished. It's over. There's nothing more to do. What I mean by that is, it's not retractable. Masha ain't came. If Beis Din is Mechayiv someone Mamai, says Tosfos, because Mamoin is Efsher Bechazora, because Mamoin, you could always give it back, it's not called that Beis Din did it, because you could always undo it. So therefore, it's Efsher Bechazora, says Tosfos, that's not called Kasher Asa. It would appear on the surface by other things, for example, Malkus. We can't undo Malkus. If Beis Din would give someone Malkus, it would appear that that's called Kasher Asa. Beis Din did it already. By Mamon Mela, Mamon you could always take back. You can't take back Malkus. What about if Beis Din paskin someone's a Cholol? So says the Achronim over there, they paskin he's a Cholol, now they can unpaskin he's a Cholol. And it's also Efshur Bechazara. We paskin, you have to give the money to Reuven. It gave the money. Take the money back. We paskin that he's a Cholol. We can make him on a Cholol. So therefore, according to Tosfos, the Tumim's Kasha, it would appear doesn't start. That's what it would appear. However, there are other Rishonim. The Tosfos in Baba Kama himself brings Shitas Hari, that even if it's Efshur Bechazor, it's still called Kasher Asa. Shita of the Ritva is that when it comes to Kasher Asa, even on Mammon you're going to be Potter. Then we don't use this mechanism called Efshur Bechazora. You have to know what the Machloikas would be, but there's a Machloikas. Tosfos there brings one Shita, the Shita of the Riva, Mammon's Efshur Bechazora. Therefore, it's not called Kasher Asa. So we could suggest the same thing over here. You made him a Cholol, you make him not a Cholol. But according to the Shita in Tosfos that says that even by Mammon it's called Kasher Asa, we're still going to have our question. Cholol, it's Kasher Asa. According to the Shita of the Ritva, that the Ritva says that you're Pater on Mammon because it's Kasher Asa. So over here, you should be Pater. By Cholol, you should be Pater. That's the question. However, I would like, if Yanias Daiti, perhaps to suggest, even according to the Riva, it's not so simple. This is called also Efshur Bechazara. It's not so simple. What do I mean? perhaps maybe we could suggest that when it comes to mamon, that's not called I did anything, because being that I could always undo it, it's efshur to give the money back. It's not called anything happens. It's my money. So elamai, the money wasn't by me temporarily. It's still called my money. It's not, nothing happened to me. But if we paskin about someone that he's a chalol, so now he has a psak chalol on him. What's going to happen? Later on, we're going to say, okay, we're going to undo the psak. A berkol's man that we paskin, he's a chalol, he can't do avoidah, and he has all the dinim of chalol that are there, that exist at this moment. By mamoin, the not being able to access my mamoin is not called that you did anything to me. Just the fact that I can't access my mamoin. But if we're going to paskin on him, then now he can't, we're going to pasl him from the avoidah. So temporarily he's pasl from the avoidah. The fact that later on we realize that we made a mistake, 5 years later we realize for the last 5 years we made him pasl avoidah, it's still called we did something. So I'm not sure if you're going to say that it's identical, the din of mamon efshur b'chazara and the din of chol efshur b'chazara. But either way, we have a kasha. Because Tosfos is only one shita. If you hold not like that shita in Tosfos, so it's called kasher asa over here. What are you going to do? Comes the Tumim, and he says, from here we see a big chiddush. And the chiddush is that when our Mishnah discusses the kashers, the din eid zoymim, when it comes to a chalal, the Mishnah doesn't mean that you're going to get malchus because of eid zoymim. That's not what the Mishnah means. Our Mishnah says that Ketzereim Nasim Zoymimim, says the Mishnah, if a person is made on the Bish Plenish Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, he doesn't, what do we do? Seifik is Harboim. Why is he getting Malkus? What's the reason for the Malkus? Says the Tum, it's not Midin Kasher Zomam, because you're right. If it would be Midin Kasher Zomam, you'd be Potter. Because it's Kasher Asa. And you only chayv if there's a Zomam, not if you already finished it. So why do you get Malkus? Says the Tumim, you get Malkus because of a different lav. There's a lav in the Torah, Loisane Bereacha Eid Shoker. You're not allowed to testify falsely about your friend. It's a lav in the Torah. And says the Tumim, because of that lav, you're getting Malkus. Now, the Gemara in the Beis Amud Beis actually brings up the lav of Loisane. Says the Gemara, why don't you get Malkus as Lysana? The Gemara, it's a lav she'ain boy maisa. What do you mean? You can't get Malkus on a lav she'ain boy maisa? Says the Gemara, you're right. That's why we have a special Gzeres HaKosef. The Gzeres HaKosef says that Vitztiku as a tzaddik, Vishu as a roshe, Vahoyim bin Hako is a roshe. And there's a pasuk that through that pasuk we see that you do get Malkus here. And the Achronim clear the Chakira. Is the Malkus now? That pasuk is telling us we thought you don't get Malkus on Loisana because it's a lav shein by Maisa. Comes this special pasuk and tells us that in this situation the lav will give you Malkus, and your Malkus is because of Loisana. Or is the pasuk saying no, Loisana you can't get Malkus? It's lav shein by Maisa. I have a new chiddush of Malkus because of my din eid zaymin. So is the Malkus in our Mishnah an eid zaymin dikadin? Akasher Zomam Dikadin, or is the Malkus in our Mishnah a Loisana Dikadin? This is a huge Chakira, Machloikes, big discussion here in all of the Acharonim. Comes the Tumim and says, I'll prove it to you. My Kasha. The Kasha the Tumim asked is that how could you discuss over here getting punished in our Mishnah? Mikoyach the Din of Eid Zoymim, it's Kasher Asa. Over here was Asa because he made him into a Chalal. Says the Tumim, you're right, but we're not coming to give him Malkus Midin Eid Zoymim. Come to give Malkus Midin Loisana. And Loisana can be exist even in a case when it's Kasher Asa. Azoy Zok the Tumim. So Rabbi said there's numerous ha'oras to be made on this Tumim. We'll start here. Is it clear? We'll start here. The first chiddush that I have in the Tumim is like this. Lemaisa, the whole concept of Eid Zoymim is a very big chiddush. Why is that? Because two Edom come in and say Edus. Two other Edom come in and say Keneged those Edom. We have two against two. What do we usually do when we have two against two? It's a stalemate. Either Edechot Be'akosh Elav Klumu, or it's Treu Treu, but neither Edus is believed over the other set of Edus. Kibshuto, two Edom are saying, Reuven did do it. The other two Edom are saying, you're lying. Imanu Hayisem, however they figured that out. But it's Trey with Trey. Normally, that would be a standoff. There's a chiddush when it comes to Eid Zayimim that we're going to believe the second set of Edom over the first set of Edom. Now, that's only where the Torah is mechadish the din Eid Zayimim. But if we have a situation here where it's kasher asa, which means we're not doing Eid Zayimim here. Eid Zayimim is only true kasher zomam lasos. We're after kasher zomam. Now we're in a kasher asa situation. Says the Tumim, it's kasher asa. We're not going to punish you midin Eid Zayimim. We're going to make you punish midin loisana. Is there going to be a lav of loisana? Who said I was over the lav? They said you're over the lav. But I said I'm not over the lav. I said they're being over the lav. Give them loisana. It's Trey with Trey, it's a standoff. Elamai, Midin, Eid Zayimim, we believe the second set of Edom over the first set of Edom. But over here we don't have the Din Eid Zayimim, because it's Kasher Asa. So the Tumim is saying a big Chiddush, that Kasher Asa doesn't take away the Ne'amanus that he's an Eid Zayimim. It just doesn't allow us to punish him. This is a big Chiddush. That's the first Chiddush in the Tumim. The second thing is as follows.
I see in our mission already by the Yushala Chalutzah that it's a Snaya from Basisam Loy Veloy Lazar, it's a Snaya, it's still right. By Malkus. So we're still believing the Imanu Elisim, even though it's a Snaya from Loy Veloy Lazar.
It's Snaya from Loy Veloy Lazar, right? So therefore, I hear. Very similar. It's not identical, but I hear. Okay. The next ha'ara that was asked from this base medrash, it's a ha'ara that Rabari asked with his chavrusa, was as follows. The chayra, if the tumim svar is right, so any time a person is going to be in a situation of kasher, so he's always going to have malchus. So, for example, what's the din? If two Edim plot to kill someone, and then Bezdin kills them, what's the halacha? We're familiar that they're putter. They shouldn't be putter. They should still be chayiv loisaneh. We don't find anywhere that there's loisaneh. What the Tumim is suggesting is in our Mishnah, it's a situation of kasher asa, but there's a different mechayiv, which is the mechayiv of loisaneh. It should mean every time you find yourself in a situation of kasher asa, you should be chayiv malchus. And we don't find that the emes is that the Noi de Yehuda in the Sefer Hatzlach, he asked this question, he has an arichas to try to explain. I'll call upon him.
And there's no vizdik with the tzaddik. Right. Or a mastik tzaddik.
Because it's kasher asa already.
Because he's dead.
Yeah, so someone else also was suggesting that teretz. He's saying, therefore what?
If you don't even have that lot, you don't have vizdik with tzaddik.
Why? Because he's dead? Or because you did it already?
You don't have that.
So, but because he's dead or because he did it already? He's dead, it can't be as yours. I would suggest that also, but that's connected to the whole Tumim. Because if it's Asa, so then. What? It was us already.
Yeah, but now you can make him loisim. You make him back regular chayiv. So you were matzik tzaddik.
And by malchus?
Malchus can be matzik tzaddik.
By malchus. So by malchus. So in the case of malchus, you're saying that over there also.
You won't get malchus.
You're saying there won't be loisana by malchus and this.
By Nisarai.
Because.
Only by Ben Grushin
can do this. So by mammon also. Should do it by mammon also.
Yeah, but you could always be
mechayev
the guy money.
You can't.
There's never a case.
Not, you can't.
Where's that case?
According to the Ritva, whereas kasher asa on mamoim should have to be chayev malchus again.
That's only if you can't pay the money. Yeah. Which case?
The Ritva says there's a din of kasher asa that you're putter by mamon. You should be chayev malchus. It's a nice svara, but I lo matzino there by the. Okay, I'll call upon him, Rabbi Isai. L'chayra. Oh, we're going to get to that. Second kasha is it'll come out l'fi zeh that every time you have kasha asa, you should have a din of malchus. Because you're not getting punished as kasher zomer, get punished as loisane. That means that if a person ever did kasher asa, for example, he killed someone. Now we're not going to punish him because Bezdin killed him. It's kasher asa, but he should at least get malchus. Shouldn't be potter. We know that he does. That's the kasher of the tzlach. Okay, but lemaisa, we're going to get to that. Lemaisa, lechayra, the chiddush of the tumim. That the din of Malkus comes mikoyach loisane and not mikoyach the din kasha zamam is meduik in Rashi. Reb Nechemya was meduik in Rashi. Rashi says, Ein oimrim, it's the third line of Rashi, Ein oimrim im huzmu vehen koinim, yaseze ben gerusha vechalutza, likayim boy kasha zamam, ela soifig ela esaraboyim. In other words, if I would have made him kasha, Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, I would be Mekayim Kasher Zomam. Now I'm saving as Arboim, I'm not being Mekayim Kasher Zomam. What am I doing? I'm doing something else. It's not a Kim of Kasher Zomam. Because the saving as Arboim is Mekayach the Din of Leisane. And the emes is that it's also very mashman that way in the Gemara. Rabbi Yechiel was Medaik in the Gemara, the following thing. The Gemara says that we should do, that the Gemara discusses, maybe we should taka make the Edim into Chalolim. The Mishnah says you don't make the Edim into Chalolim. Says the Gemara, why not? Make the Edim Chalolim. So the Gemara says, we can't make the Edim Chalolim because then you're going to also have to make their children Chalolim. And it says, V'sisim loy v'loy lezaroy. So says the Gemara, okay, liv salu lididei v'lo liv salu lezarei. So why don't you make him into a Chalolim and not his children? Anyway, this whole Kasher Zomam thing is, you know, the way the Bezdin, that the Torah Kilo creates it. So created only on him, not his kids. No, Binum Kasher Zomam Veleka. This is not considered to be Kasher Zomam. Because it's not a complete Kasher Zomam. It's only a Miktas Kasher Zomam. So what did we choose instead of passing on him and not his kids? We chose to give him Malkus. And Malkus is Spitz Kasher Zomam Avada Nat. Malkus is not a perfect kasher zomam. He was zomam to give someone, make someone a chol, and we give him malkus. What shaykhus? Elam, are you telling me that you see that you could do a miktas kasher zomam? So just lift salul in the devil, lizari. So what does it appear from the Gemara? We don't do miktas kasher zomam. So what is, malkus? Malkus is a different din. It's mitin loisane. That's what it would appear from the Gemara. However,
it's
a full kasher zomam. But how is it a full kasher zomam? But it's not. It's not. It's not a full. It's not. Even the lashon of Tosis that says it doesn't say it's a full kasher zomam. It's not. I don't think it's a full. It's some form of kasher zomam. You're right. Maybe it's exeris hakosav over there that will allow it to work. Say there, but. But the Maisa from Tosis. What?
Misa Acheres is a full kasher zomer, right?
Okay, that we have to see in the sugi over there. It's complicated. It's complicated. That's considered a full kasher zomer or not. Al koponim, the Maisa in Tosis. In Tosis is taka meduyek that it is a kiyum of kasher zomer, because Tosis when he asked the question. When how bechlal do you have edus over here? If you tell him you can't make him kasher zomam, it's edus yati yochel azimo. Says Tosfos in his first teretz, kivan deloikin havi kasher zomam v'havi shapir ati yochel azimo. It sounds like from Tosfos. Tosfos is say that this is called a kiyum of kasher zomam, the malchus. Malchus is called a kiyum of kasher zomam. I wouldn't say it's a perfect kiyum of kasher zomam, but it's. Shapir, it's called kasher zomam. It's considered somewhat kasher zomam. So it seems from Tosfos that we do call the malchus akim of kasher zomam. It could be it's telling in the two answers of Tosfos. It could be a machlokas rishonim. But akoponim, this is the tumim's teretz. The problem with the tumim's teretz, which Rabbi Yidi and his chavrusa brought up to me, is lamaisa. The tumim is just addressing the bottom line of the Mishnah. The bottom line of the Mishnah is that you get Malkus. That's true. But the Mishnah entertains, you should make him into a Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza. The Mishnah says, two Edom are made, that this person is Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza. Ein Oyrim Yasezeh Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza Tachtov. Don't say that you should do that. I would think to do that, and why don't we? A special gzeres hakosiv of loy v'loy lezaroy. What do you need that for? Just say it's kasher also. You can't do it because there's no key. This is not kasher zama. So the Tumah says, I'll tell you the malchus at the end of the Mishnah is because of loisana. But you didn't answer the beginning of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah is discussing, entertaining, making a person into a chalal. Yeah. The Tumah himself addresses this kasha, and he says to it, so makoponim, the Orech Laner suggests the following tenets. Says the Orech Laner, that this klal that we speak about, kasher zama velo kasher osa, says the Orech Laner, the time that we, your putter is only if after you finished your zmama, something else happens. That's when we say that your chayv only kasher zomam velo kasher asa. If after your zmama is done, now Beis Din does, for example, I walk into Beis Din, I say someone's chayv malchus. Beis Din paskins, chayv malchus. That's my zmama. Afterwards, Beis Din goes and gives him malchus. That is something happening, apparently, after I finished my zmama. That's kasher asa. Someone walks into Beis Din, it's chayv misa. So now, Beis Din paskins, he's chayv misa, and afterwards, Beis Din kills him. Then after this mama, there's an asiyah. But what happens if they happen simultaneously? There, says the Orech Laner, because it's loinase maise oid, nothing happened after this mama. Therefore, it's not called kasher asa. It's still kasher zama. You're right, the mama and the asiyah happen simultaneously. But because nothing happened afterwards, that's called kasher zomam. This is the svara of the Orech Laner. And it's a hard svara to understand. The maisa, you reach the finish line. If it's a question of, it has to reach the finish line, I got it, I was asa. Saying yes, asa, true. But because the asa happened simultaneous with the zomama, because when we paskind on him, that he's a chol, it became a chol immediately. Nothing happened afterwards, that's not called kasher asa.
When does it become kasher asa?
Only if something happens afterwards. This will never be a kasher asa.
Never?
If there's no mice afterwards. Certain situations might have an asa, certain situations won't. A case would be as follows. A case of an asa would be a little bit different. If a person would be, if Beis Din passed on someone, he's a mamzer. Okay? Beis Din passed on someone, he's a mamzer. So now, Beis Din passed on, he's a mamzer. If you would then go and be poiresh me'ishtoi, the Tumah says maybe that's a case of where it's kasher asa. Because he left his wife. Maybe. Okay. Akitzur, the point is as follows. If an asa happens together with a zomam, that's not called a case of kasher, even though you did it. The shaila is why? What's the hasbara? I would like to suggest perhaps the Orech Laner perhaps means as follows. There's a concept which we find, I'm bringing a dimyon. A dimyon to this concept is when a person steals an object, he's chayiv kefal. If he's tonach u'machar, he's chayiv dal v'he. The Gemara calls that nishtaresh v'chet. He's deepening in his chet. So perhaps over here what we're saying is that in order for us to have that this eid zoymim is taken out of his mama, something has to happen afterwards to deepen the zmama. Now, something happened later. There's a maisoid. The maisoid takes it out of the zmama. If it happens b'shas maisa, it's still his mama. Grata his mama brought a lot of, there's a lot of repercussions to his mama. It's still his mama. You need nase maisoid. Once there's a maisoid, that's called the deepening in the zmama. And therefore you're not chayiv unless that happens. It's not identical to the din of Tavach u'Machar, but I'm saying a similar idea, that it has to be that afterwards something happens. If that's true, the Orech Laner. So you have to know what's the Hagdara of the Maisa. You have to know, what do we mean that you need a Maisa? Because Mamzer, there's not a din that he's leaving his wife. Good. It sounds like he's saying it has to be a Maisa. What's the Hagdara of Maisa? Very good. But to me, Rabbi Isai, this Teretz of the Orech Laner doesn't shtim with the Tosis in Baba Kama. Tosis in Baba Kama said that Mamoin, because it's Efshu Bechazorah, therefore it's not called Kasher Asa. Now what happened? Someone walked into Bezdin. Bezdin said, you're $500. Bezdin possibly is $500. And afterwards, Bezdin went and took the money from him. That was a maisa that happened in Bezdin. Bezdin did something. It's Efshir b'chazorah. You're right, you could always undo it. But was it a maisa that happened in Bezdin? Avada was a maisa. So if the maisa happened in Bezdin, so therefore, I would say that's a called kasher asa. If you say the din of kasher asa is tully in whether or not there's halachic, like, that it's kilu, it's kayom, you could say it's not called it's kayom. But the Oracle says not tully in kayom, even if it was kayom, but there's no maisa done afterwards, that's not called kasher asa. Over here there was a maisa done afterwards. Efshir b'chazor wouldn't change it. Maybe that's good for the machloikas and toisvis. What's the site of kasher asa? The Aruch Lanier says it's not a question of whether or not I've accomplished something. You've accomplished. But it has to be a maisa. Accomplishing with your zmama is not called kasher asa. A maisa has to happen. So I ask you, Bezdin is yoril and a chosam and takes his money away. They could take it back, but they did something. I wouldn't say it accomplished, but they did a maisa. It's efshir b'chazor. That would depend on how you understand what kasher asa means. But you might tell me that's not a problem with Tosfos, because Tosfos anyway doesn't have a problem with Cholot, because anyway it's called Kasher, it's Efshir b'Chazara. That would depend on the Kasher we asked originally, if this is called Kasher Asa. So a little bit we're stuck. I'd like to end with a Teretz, which I was Nesayer from Rav Gifter. I can't blame it on Rav Gifter, but perhaps this is what Rav Gifter means as follows. A whole different Teretz to Tumim's Kasher, which is as follows. What's the din, Rabbi Isai? What's the din, Rabbi Isai? If someone walks into Bezdin and two Edom are made on him that he's a goy. Two Edom are made on him that he's a goy. He knows he's not a goy. Two Edom are made on him he's a goy. And he gets a psak, he's a goy. Now, how's everyone going to firzach with him? He's a goy. For sure, that's everyone's going to firzach. And they're going to be noig, yayin nesach, on his wine and everything. He knows he's not a goy. I have a question for you. Does he keep Shabbos? Does he not keep Shabbos? He's in a predicament. Because if he keeps Shabbos, what is Bezdin going to paskin about him? Goy sheshavas. Chayiv misa. And if he doesn't keep Shabbos, when he gets to Shamayim, what are they going to paskin on him? Chayiv misa. What should he do? So of course, if you want to avoid the problem, you wear tzitzis and Rosh Hasharabim, but he's talking about where there's no Rosh Hasharabim, there's Erev everywhere, he doesn't hold by the Erev, whatever. A kid said, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Ichmein Boru, Rabbi Yisai, to me this is very wichtig in the Kuda. For sure he keeps Shabbos. If Bezdin kills him, that's their problem. Okay, he'll try to hide it somehow, that's their problem. For sure he keeps Shabbos. He's a Yid. He knows he's a Yid. You cannot make me not a Yid just because two Edom came in and said I'm not a Yid. I am a Yid. Two Edom walk in and say this person's not a Kohen. He's the Yisrael. He knows he's a Kohen. I'm positive I'm a Kohen. I'm sure I'm a Kohen. Two Edom walk in and say he's not a Kohen. I ask you a question. Is he allowed to eat truma? I'm positive 100% I'm a Kohen. No suffix in my mind. Am I not eat truma? I'm a Kohen. Of course I'm not eating truma. Now, will Bezdin punish me? Will I get Malkus? That's a little kashur. So when two Edom walk in and say, this person's a Chalol, did they do anything to him? Did they do anything? Did anything happen? Nothing. The whole thing is wrong. It's a mistake. There's a mistake happening. If Bezdin walks in and says, two Edom say he's chayv $100. We're going to take $100 out of his pocket and give it to someone else. Something happened. He just lost money. Bezdin gives him malchus. Something happened. Bezdin gives him misa. Something happened. Bezdin walk in and say, Paskin, you are a cholo. No, he's not. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. It was a mistake. That's not called kasherosa. Kasherosa is only when we actually did something that changed. Nothing changed. You mean everyone thinks that something changed? The whole thing is just a dimyan. Huh? But kapahim, it's not kasher asa. Kashazam la'asas la'achiv. For lo kasha la'asas. Didn't do anything to him. They did nothing to him. We thought we did something to him, but we didn't. What? So that's Reb Chaim. That's Reb Chaim is machalik between the two. That's Reb Chaim's chiddush. That klape kasha zomam we done it ki'ilu it was, but klape kasha also we don't. That's enachanamik. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim. Akoponim. Perhaps this is an answer to the tumim's kasha. Just to review, we have numerous answers to the kasha of the tumim. The first answer is that this is called afshir bechazara. If it's Efshir b'chazara, so then it's not a problem because it's not called kasher asa. Another answer is the Malkus in our Mishnah is anyway not because of the Din Eitz. The Malkus is because of Lysana, which brings up problems because there's another Havamini in the Gemara. We have the answer of the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner's answer is that it's not totally in whether you accomplished, it's telling whether there was a Maisa that happened after the Zmama, because there's nothing after the Zmama, even though it's called, it's something happened, but there's no Maisa afterwards. Therefore, it's not called kasher asa. And we'd like to suggest, based on what I saw from a Mordechai Gifter, is that over here, this is not called that you did anything, because the whole thing is a fake. Nothing happens. As far as he's concerned, he can still duchen, he can still eat truma. Maybe Bezdin's going to get in his way, but that's not called that anything happened to him, because still, halachically, everything is the same. Let's see, he's in the middle of